Then you wake up early Friday. You got to deal with the workshops. Oh, well, let's see. Got our handy-dandy schedule here. I've got everything mapped out. I know everything I'm doing down to the second at this point. I've mapped it all out. And, I've had to make some heartbreaking decisions for sure. Also, equally heartbreaking as these decisions is the fact I'm doing something this weekend. I'm going to have to do it twice. It's something I hate. I hate it when other people do it. I do not condone what I'm going to have to do this weekend, and I'm not proud that I'm doing it by any stretch. And by all means, if you see me this weekend, feel free to slap me with a whale tail because I'll deserve it. Let's see. I'll tell you what it is in a minute, but let's see. First up, you go to the Green Ash stage for the Two Heads Are Better Than One workshop featuring host Red Volkart. He's originally from Alberta, but has been hanging out in Texas for years and years doing that Texas thing. Another Texas pal of his, Cindy Cashdollar on fiddle, is going to be at that workshop. And she's played with people like Asleep at the Wheel and Ryan Adams. She was on Ryan Adams' album, one of that Cold Roses thing. Yeah. And along with them two Texas folks are Fred Eagle Smith and Willie P. Bennett. That's a solid thing. Yeah, but see, here's the deal. As solid as that lineup is, that's really not the reason I'm going to that one first. I mean, it's a good thing and all, and it'll be fun, but the thing I'm doing is I'm setting up my chair, okay? This is what I hate when people do this. They set up their chair somewhere where there's going to be something really great later on, and then they leave, and they go away, and they leave their chair there empty, and it sits there for like two or three workshops, and just sitting there when people really want to sit in that space. And some joker's got his chair there because he's coming back when the really hot thing is on. That just annoys the pants off of me. But, yeah, I'm doing it this year, too. That's what I'm doing. I'm setting up my chair. After that workshop is almost over, I'll leave it a little bit early, and I'll run over to the little stage on the prairie and grab a spot, sans chair, okay? I've planned this all out. I'm going to have to do this sans chair, but it's only a 45-minute show, so that's okay. Alison Moore is playing the little stage on the prairie. Yes, Alison Moore, the title holder for the 2006 official Twang Trust Song of the Summer, she's going to be doing her own little solo show from 12 to 12:45 at the little stage on the prairie, so you got to get that. And you know that hubby Steve Earle is going to be there. It's pretty much guaranteed. If he's not there, it's because he died the night before. So if you want to see Steve up close and personal, you want to get there. And it'd be nice to see Allison do a full set too. Now, this is a real heartbreaking thing because at the very same time, back at the Green Ash stage where my chair is sitting unattended, it's the Digging Your Roots workshop with host Alejandro Escovedo, the only workshop he's doing all weekend. Yeah, and along with him at that workshop is Amy Rigby, who is pretty much the whole reason to go to the Folk Festival this year, if you ask me. Amy Rigby, along with local heroes Righteous Ike and Greg McPherson. So there's a solid thing, too. But the thing is, it starts at 12:15, which is 15 minutes after the Alison Moore thing is on. But the good thing, the sort of good thing, is that it goes all the way till 1:30. So there's like 45 minutes of stuff you get to listen to after the Alison Moore show, if you run real fast. And it's going to be a heck of a run, too. That's the problem with some of these things. You leave the little stage on the prairie, that's like way, way at one end. And then you got to run to Green Ash, which is the one that's like way out. It's the stage closest to the main stage field. It's like way out on the easterly side. It's if the main stage is north, that stage is on the east. And Little Stage on the Prairie is the farthest south stage they got. So it's going to be a trek. So I don't know. I'll at least catch the end of that thing anyways. Then you got like half an hour break. You go get something to eat at that point, okay? Then you run over back to the Little Stage on the Prairie. And you take your chair with you, okay? Forget about that whole chair thing. You've done that once. You can only do that once a day. That's the rule, okay? 2 o'clock at the Little Stage on the Prairie, Vic Chestnut does his solo thing from 2 to 3 o'clock. Then you can stay in the same spot. It's nice. You can stay in the same spot, 'cause 3:15 to 4:15 is Mark Ribot. Amazing guitarist, Mark Ribot. He's doing a thing. Now, the thing, there's 15 minutes in the middle there. Now, if you're real ambitious, you can hop over to the big blue stem stage, which is right next door. That's a nice thing because it's right next door. There's a thing going on called Power to the People. And the thing there to catch is the fabulous title holder to last year's official Twangtrust Song of the Summer, Mr. Ridley Bent. Now, this is a real heartbreaker. Ridley Bent's playing the festival this year. He's playing all 3 days, but there's really no great spot to catch him because there's so much other stuff going on at the same time. It's heartbreaking. It is. But you might be able to catch a glimpse of him in between those two little stage shows. In between Vic Chestnut and Mark Ribot, you might be able to catch a bit of Ridley Bent. Or you can, then what do you do? Then after Mark Ribot, which is 4:15, then you got another 15 minutes where you can go over to the Baroque stage and see Amy Rigby hosting one of the Young Performers stage. That's kind of cool. It'll be neat to see how she handles that. That could be funny. But you got to get your way to Snowberry Field for Strange Songs Not So Long, featuring Hawksley Workman, Alan Sparhawk from Low, a kid named Chad Van Galen, who's kind of hip, and Oh Susanna, our old pal Oh Susanna. She's there all weekend too. And not a lot of great spots to see her either, which is kind of sad. But you can catch her there at the end of the day, Friday. The hippies amongst you might want to go see the Grandmothers at the Green Ash stage. Or then the hardcore folkies might want to go see James Keelahan. But no, I'm sticking with Snowberry Field. There. That's what I'm doing on Friday. And we should probably listen to something along there, huh? How about, should we do Alison Moore or Mark Ribot? Let's do them both. Well, we'll start off with Alison, I think. Of course, I have nothing queued up. Oh, my goodness. How about this one? This is what we want to hear. See, Alison, oh, boy. Alison's got a brand new record out. Of course, she is the title holder to the Twangtrust Song of the Summer for this year with her song Fair Weather, which we're going to hear. It's from her brand new record called Getting Somewhere. But still, as good a record as it is, my favorite Alison Moore stuff is still her harmony singing on Lonesome Bob's fabulous, fabulous two albums. There's Things Change and there's Things Fall Apart. You'll never find Things Fall Apart, trust me. I still haven't. I got a burned copy thanks to our old pal Mark. Thanks, Mark. And that's where we're going to hear something from right now. This is a thing. Lonesome Bob is the guy. He used to be the drummer in the Ben Vaughn Combo. But then he put out a couple of records, and they're amazing. They're completely amazing. And he's dropped off the face of the earth. So if we get a chance to talk to Alison Moore, we're going to ask her, what the heck is Lonesome Bob doing? This is the first Lonesome Bob album. Came out in, I think, like 97 or something. And it's actually the very first record that Alison Moore ever sang on. So it marks her recording debut, too. And this is a little number. It's a long one, too. But it's worth all 6 minutes of it. It's a thing called Do You Think About Me?
I'm in a deep cloud of wonder, thick as the blood in my veins. It's a spell I've been under, you're running around in my brain like headlights through the mountains in the rain. All my senses playing tricks, making me think that you're here. I smell your body, taste your skin. I reach out and you disappear. I speak your name. I wonder if you can hear. Do you think about me? Do you think about me? When you're all alone, when you're miles from home, do you think about me? About me in your Just driving, smelling the sweet summer air, like a flash of distant lightning, faint as the wisp of your hair. Is it a memory, or are you calling from somewhere? Do you think about me? Do you think about me? When you're all alone, when your miles are home, do you think about me? Do you think about me? Do you think about me? In your daily schemes, in your private dreams, do you think about me? And see, but there's a lie, baby, in the middle of belief. Now I know that connection as well as I know my own name, but tonight the only question is whether you're feeling the same. I could call you and know for sure, but I kinda like riding on this mystery train. Do you think about me? Do you think about me? When you're all alone, when your miles are home, do you think about me? Do you think about me? Think about me in your daily schemes, in your private dreams. Do you think about me?
as the shower wash away my pain. The clouds are blowing over, everything is fine. Rainbow on my shoulder in the sweet sunshine. Yeah, and it's all mine.
The official 2006 Twang Trust Song of the Summer, Alison Moore and Fairweather, from her brand new record called Getting Somewhere. She'll be at the Folk Festival this summer. She'll be there Saturday, yes. The Little Stage on the Prairie from 12 to 12:45. Your only chance to see Alison Moore. Yes, indeed. So be there, won't you? Before that was the album where Alison made her recording debut, singing along with Lonesome Bob on his album Things Fall Apart. We heard Do You Think About Me? And we're, look at that, we're 10 minutes late for the entertainment guide, but you know, one more, Alison. How about just a little taste of something? A little taste of something, Al.
So
CKW's Famous Entertainment Guide is brought to you by Into the Music. Visit Into the Music in the Historic Exchange District at 245 McDermott for the best in quality collectible music. Drop by our bright and spacious digs and browse through our well-organized selection of over 9,000 CDs and 7,000 LPs, featuring everything from rare underground recordings to top hits. Music shopping the way it was meant to be. And don't forget, supporters of CKW's Fun Drive receive a 10% discount on all purchases with their CKW Friends card.
Yeah. Time now for CKW's Entertainment Guide, brought to you by Into the Music. Concert and club listings for Winnipeg and surrounding areas. The Entertainment Guide is heard 3 times daily. CKW presenting Jaguar recording artist from Vancouver, BC, Lady Hawk, with guests also from Vancouver, 12-year-old girl, and Pequod. That's happening Monday, July 10th at the Royal Albert. Tickets are $7, available at Into the Music and Music Trader. CKW also presenting Funny Papers, Marvel Comics, Canadian political cartoons, and contemporary art. Now open until September 10th at the Winnipeg Art Gallery. And of course, tomorrow, the Hazy Pilgrims, Too Broke for Folk Fest World Tour, makes its only stop at the Cavern on Osborne. So if like the Pilgrims, you're too broke to go to Birch Hill Park, go see them. They'll rock your world, guaranteed. But of course, if you can afford the Folk Festival, you probably should go. Tomorrow it kicks off at noon in Old Market Square with Bruce Springsteen's banjo player. Yeah, he's in a band called Crooked Still. Nuevo bluegrass sensations that they are. And then you go on out to Birds Hill and you see all sorts of folks all weekend. You see Sun Volt and Nico Case and the Sadies and Fred Eaglesmith and Solomon Burke and Vic Chestnut and Mark Ribot and Jerry Douglas and Bruce Coburn and Ridley Benton and O Susanna and Alejandro Escovedo and Richard Thompson and Mike Seeger and Amy Rigby and Steve Earle and Allison Moore and Ricky Lee Jones. Whew. And hey, did you hear about this this thing at Times Change? Like, times changed. They're closed now. They're nobody happening there all week. They're closed for Folk Fest. But that rumored post-fest Monday night surprise show, the Sadies. Yes, the Sadies. This Monday, July 10th, at Times Changed with special guest The Perpetrators. Ho-ho. That's a bit of a coup, huh? Friday, July 14th, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young at the MTS Center. Go and egg Neil Young. Egg him. He owes us a real show. Saturday, July 15th, the Hazy Pilgrims at the Clifton Community Center. Winnipeg's coolest band. Monday, July 24th, M. Ward at the West End Cultural Center. Tuesday, July 25th, coming back, my boys who did such a boffo job opening up for Wilco. Elliot Brood at Times Changed. Tuesday, July 25th. Wednesday, August 9th, is it true? Paul Kelly at the West End Cultural Center, is it true? It might be. It might be. Don't get it tattooed on your arm, but Wednesday, August 9th, could see Paul Kelly at the West End. Ooh. Saturday and Sunday, August 19th and 20th, the Dixie Chicks at MTS Center. And Thursday, September 14th, Danny Michelle coming back to the West End. Let's see. What else do you want to know about John Prine? John Prine's coming back Thursday, September 21st with guest Dan Reeder at the Pantages Playhouse Theater. That's a fabulous place to see John Prine. That's the very first place I ever saw him. 1981, I believe it was. Yes. Is that enough? That's enough. That's it. Entertainment Guide, over. If you'd like your event, well, call us. Call us. Tell us about it. We don't know these things off by heart. It's like, you know, you got to tell us. Give us a call at 786-9782. We'll see what we can do for you. And there it goes. There goes the Entertainment Guide. Off into the sunset. Ah. See you next week, Entertainment Guide. Well, back to Birds Hill Park. There's this fella that's going to be doing a workshop on Friday from 3:15 to 4:15 at the Little Stage on the Prairie. He's quite the guitar picker, let me tell you. He doesn't just pick it. No, he does all sorts of strange things to it. He makes his own records, and he plays on all sorts of other folks' records. And he's a wondrous guy. His name is Mark Ribot, and we're going to hear a bit of his guitar playing right now. He came to prominence, I guess, most notably when he played the guitar on Tom Waits' Rain Dogs album. Yes, yes, indeed. And then he's done a bunch of records on his own, and he's played on other folks' albums, like he's on the new T-Bone Burnett album. He's the best thing about the new T-Bone Burnett album. And, well, we're going to hear something from that album. We're going to hear something from one of his own albums. And we're going to hear something from Tom Waits. This is it's not from Rain Dogs. This is actually from the Mule Variations album. Mark Ribot all over this one. He's doing what he does best here on this track called Cold Water.
With a cold water. start to feel.
Swank robbed a bank with a tank for a prank. Sam, who was glam, ran a scam from Siam to Vietnam. Dean, who was clean, had a scene with the queen for a magazine. Joe wasn't slow, but didn't know how to blow all the dough from the show. Palestine, Texas. Palestine, Texas. Palestine, Texas. Two-seater for a heater had a 30mm. Shecky worked blue, for he knew it was true, he would not get his due. Anne knew the plan as she ran from a fan with a man from the Klan. Phyllis would thrill us, then grill us, then kill us with bacillus. Palestine, Texas. Palestine, Texas. Palestine, Texas. Palestine, Texas. Go. like smoke, they fall like snow. Do you believe the things you say? Your lofty thoughts are filled with hay. But is this faith that you profess that led to this colossal mess? When you awaken from this coma, you'll find you were in Oklahoma. When you come out of this self-delusion, you're gonna need a soul transfusion.
Welcome back to the Twang Trust, CKW 95.9 FM. That is the amazing guitar playing of Mr. Mark Ribot, who will be at the Winnipeg Folk Festival this weekend. He's doing a workshop Friday afternoon. You can go see him all by his lonesome for an hour and a bit. Friday afternoon, yes indeed. That was Mark Ribot playing along with T-Bone Burnett from his latest record, The True False Identity. We heard Palestine, Texas. Before that was Mark Ribot from his own album called The Prosthetic Cubans and a song called, No Me Lores Mas, which I think translates to Me No Likey the Corn. I don't know. I don't know what it means. And before that, Tom Waits, who Mark Ribot got most of his acclaim playing with, from Mule Variations, we heard Cold Water. Yes, indeed. The Folk Festival, it starts tomorrow, continues all weekend. We're running down what you should be doing out at Birds Hill Park this weekend. Let's see. Next up, it's Saturday. The nice thing about Saturday, sort of, remember the old days when there wasn't anything worthwhile at the Folk Festival? It was just depressing? Well, Saturday night, there isn't anything really worthwhile, unless you're into the world music. But that's a good thing. You get Saturday night off. It's nice. You can go home. You can have a shower. You can sleep. But Saturday day, there's still plenty of action. Saturday day is a good day, actually. Let's see. What do you do? Here's this thing again. This is the thing. I got to be ashamed again. First thing you do, Saturday morning, you go to the Snowberry Field and set up your chair at the Righteous Ike concert. Now, nothing against Righteous Ike. He's a fine fella. And I'm sure you've rocked out to Righteous Ike at Times Change numerous occasions and had a wonderful time. But the thing is, you can do that pretty much every second week. We don't need to see Righteous Ike. But we're setting up our chair there. Because the workshop that comes next... Oh, boy. Allow me to cough before I talk about this amazing workshop. During that time, though, you can run over while your chair is sitting there in front of Righteous Ike. You can go to the Green Ash tent and see John Rahouse and Paul Rigby from Nico Case's band, along with George Carver from the Ridgetop Syncopators and the High Flyers. They're doing the Steel Guitar Air Show, so that should be fun. But then you got to run back. You check that out for a while, then you run back, make sure nobody's stolen your chair from the Snowberry Field, and then you get ready for a workshop of the century. Tear in My Beer, Songs of Heartache and Struggle is what it's titled. Okay, get this. The host of the thing is Oh Susanna. Then comes Nico Case, Travis and Dallas Good from the Sadies, Vic Chestnut, Righteous Ike is still hanging around, and from Sun Volt, Mr. Sun Volt himself, Jay Farrar. What a lineup. Nico Case, the Sadies, Vic Chestnut, Jay Farrar, Oh Susanna, holy moly. Now, the heartbreaker for me here is that from 1 to 2 o'clock, Ridley Bent is doing his solo show at the Little Stage on the Prairie. Now, Ridley Bent has never played Winnipeg before. Although he is Canadian, he should be playing here. And it's not like he's huge. He should be playing my living room, for Pete's sake. But he's never played here. I loved his last album called Blam. He had the song of the summer here on the Twang Trust last year. I loved the guy to pieces. But do I really want to give up Oh Susanna, Nico Case, Dallas and Travis Good, Vic Chestnut, and Jay Farrar for him? I don't know. If once that workshop is over, you could run over and catch the last bit. But the thing is, to get from Snowberry Field to the Little Stage on the Prairie is like a good 10-minute jaunt. So you might get like the last song of Ridley Bent. It's quite depressing, to be honest. Oh, it's depressing indeed. I don't know. I think I'm going to try and do it anyways. I'll see one song and be depressed, I guess. But if you don't want to do that, if you don't want to get as depressed as me, the thing to do, I think, would be head over to the Burr Oak stage where the Bluegrass show is going on from Mr. Fred J. Eaglesmith and the Flying Squirrels. Yeah, yeah. Very cool. Speaking of Fred J. Eaglesmith, he was in Dauphin this past weekend at the Big Dauphin Country Fest, Redneck Heaven, as Fred put it. I picked up the new Fred DVD, finally. It's been out for a while, but never had a chance to pick it up, but I did. And it's called, what's it called? I got it written down here somewhere. It's called the Small Beers Tour. It's actually recorded over in Holland. Was it Holland? Yeah, somewhere over there. In Europe, and on it there's a it's just a solo thing. It's Fred solo, it's taken at two different shows, and there's a little interview. It's actually a pretty neat interview. Some tidbits from Fred you may not have known about. It's well worth picking up and watching. And of course, but there's a lot of songs on it, but of course half of it's Fred's stand-up comedy routine. That's pretty much what you get with Fred Eaglesmith these days. It's pretty much half music, half stand-up comedy. I personally don't have a problem with it. Some people do, and I would understand that, but I'm fine with it, really. But there's a couple of songs, actually, on the DVD that have never seen release on Fred Eaglesmith Records before, and one of the songs in particular I was very excited to see. It's a song, I remember him doing this song, I believe it was the second time I ever saw him at the West End Cultural Center. He did this song as an encore, and I just loved it. It was the most haunting song. I mean, I've seen him a dozen times since then, and he's never done it again. And I asked him about it once, and he says, oh, yeah, I still play that once in a while. And I was just thrilled to find the thing released on this here DVD, and I got it for you here. You can listen to it now. It's just a short little, it's a very simple thing, but very, very haunting indeed. This is Fred Eaglesmith from the Small Beers Tour DVD and a song called Evelyn.
Evelyn, I remember that neon night. Was my first time, my last time. I was just 16. Evelyn, your skin was like the wind that blows through Texas in hurricane season. You were so much older, Evelyn. Evelyn, that Cadillac beneath that streetlight sure seemed like a good idea. And when we found that gun on the passenger side, your eyes sure lit up then, Evelyn. My love for you is like a match you strike, and it burns the whole town down. I could spin lightning in my hands. I could never turn you around. You're so wild, Evelyn. Evelyn, that box we buried in the railroad yard, I wonder if there's any money left. And if there is, could you send me some so I could buy me some cigarettes? Could you ride me back this time, Evelyn?
Baptist, oh John Divine, led the harness round his life. His meat was locust and honey, wild honey, Lord, wild honey.
love.
Hi, this is Nico Case, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Got to get you off of my mind. I know it's just a matter of time. You found somebody new, and our romance is through. Yes, it is. Gonna throw the picture away. Hey, hey! You didn't love me any old way. You found somebody new, and our romance is through. Let me tell you, some folks' love is hard and strong. That's the kind of love that lingers on. Some folks' love is swift and fast. That's the kind of love that'll never last. But we had a love that was in between. And to me it was like a dream. We had to stay together till June. Not a problem wound up a groom. That's why I gotta get you off of my mind. I know it's just a matter of time. You found somebody new, and our romance is through. Listen to me. Someday this old heart of mine, gonna find a love that'll make me shine. Shine like diamonds and gleam like gold. And I'll find someone that'll rock my soul. I gotta get you off of my mind. I know it's just a matter of time. You found somebody new, and our romance is through. Listen to me. I gotta get you off of my mind. I know it's just a matter of time. Gotta get you off of my mind.
Ah, Solomon Burke on the Twang Trust, CKW 95.9 FM. Gotta get you off of my mind. You might remember that one from Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes' first album. Solomon Burke will be on the main stage. When will he be there? He'll be there Friday night. Yes, indeed. The only time to see Solomon. I heard a rumor that they actually had to rent a hydraulic lift just to get him on stage. Apparently he's like 400 pounds or something. I think he can still walk, though. I don't know. Anyways. Before that, Nico Case, who you can see Friday and Saturday at the Folk Festival, we heard John Saw That Number from her new record, Fox Confessor Brings the Flood. And Fred Eaglesmith at the top of that set from the Small Beers Tour DVD and a song called Evelyn. There's not much time left, kids. Boy, I haven't even gone through everything here. Let me see. Let's do this quick. Let's see. We left off the Bluegrass Show by Fred Eaglesmith and the Flying Squirrels Saturday afternoon, 1:30 to 2:30. Then you'll run over to the Shady Grove. This is a good one. Songs I Wish I'd Written, hosted by Amy Rigby, along with Vic Chestnut, Hoxley Workman, Chad Van Galen, and Greg McPherson. Then you have to make the choice between Crooked Still and Sun Volt at the end of the day. And, if Crooked Still, you can see them tomorrow at noon in Old Market Square for nothing. You can go do that, and then you'll feel good about going to see Sun Volt at the end of the day. Because Crooked Still is definitely worth listening to and checking out. So there is a decision there to be made, you know. But that's what you do there. Then comes, Saturday night you got off because it's all world music. Who cares? Then Sunday morning, what do you do? Well, Sunday morning starts off kind of slow. But there is, here's the deal. This is another thing. You can, there's a thing called Return of the Estrogem that Amy Rigby is part of. Or you can go to the big gospel workshop, but that's always a big thing. But the thing is, the gospel workshop is followed by a thing called Old Songs, New Songs, Part 2, which goes from 12:45 to 2 o'clock, hosted by Mr. Richard Thompson, hello, along with Bruce Coburn and Ruthie Foster. So if you're a Richard Thompson freak, like I know a lot of you are, that's where you want to be. So I guess you got to go to the gospel workshop in the morning just to get a good spot. That's probably what you'll do. That's probably your best bet there. Then at 2 o'clock, you can run over. This is good because you can run over to the Snowberry Field, which is, I believe, just around the corner. And there's a thing called Speak Your Mind that happens at 2:15. And it's hosted by our pal Ridley Bent. And there's three other guys I know nothing about also at that workshop. But, well, you got an hour and a half. You're going to hear a good chunk of Ridley anyways there. And there's nothing else really demanding your attention at that time period. And then you got a bit of time off from 3:45 to 4:30. You can go get something to eat. Or you can go to the CD tent and buy all the Amy Rigby albums that you don't already own because they're going to sell out fast after her solo spot at 4:30. Yes, Amy Rigby ending it all off Sunday afternoon, ending off the workshops anyways, from 4:30 to 5:30. She does her own thing. And let's see, then what's main stage? The Sunday night main stage is pretty solid too, boy, if you're into the whole singer-songwriter-y deal. Richard Thompson, Farron, Ricky Lee Jones, Mike Seeger, brother of Pete, and Bruce Coburn ending it all off. Nice to see Ricky Lee Jones finally playing Winnipeg. I was going to play some Ricky Lee Jones. I have a bunch of stuff here. No time. No time. There's only 8 minutes left in this show. I can't even play all the Amy Rigby I was wanting to play. Amy Rigby is really the one reason to go this year. I mean, yeah, Steve Earle, Nico Case, all these people are amazing. Quite honestly, all of those people combined pale significantly to Ms. Amy Rigby, who is a wondrous thing to behold. Go, you'll laugh, you'll cry, and you'll buy all her CDs. So bring lots of money. First time she's ever been to town. It's very exciting. I'm so excited. Thanks so much to Chris Fair for booking an amazing thing, even though he gave us far too many things to cry over. Just trying to decide where you're going to go. But anyways, we're going to leave off the show with all Amy Rigby all the time. With any luck at all, we'll spend a good chunk of time chatting with her. We'll come back after the Folk Fest is over and we'll do a whole Amy Rigby show. I think that's what we're going to try and do because she really is awesome. That's going to be the pick to click this fest, if you ask me. She's the kind of person that you're going to go, you're not going to have any clue who she is. You're going to stumble upon her, and she's gonna steal your heart. Yes. But actually, next week on the Twang Trust, be here because it's Ken Heppner Day next Wednesday. Yeah, our old pal Ken is leaving town. He's saying adios, so he's going to come in here and play you a bunch of songs. So, yeah, that's going to be fun. And I got a sneak peek at his playlist, and it's going to be a good one. So be here next week for that, kids, and have fun at the Folk Fest. If I don't get a chance to say goodbye during this show, because we're going to cram as much Amy as we can in here in the end of this here episode. We're going to hear right now, we're going to start off with a thing. This is a bonus track that comes on a compilation album called 18 Again. It's a song you can't get anywhere but on that particular album. And boy, it's this song epitomizes sort of what Amy Rigby is all about. You think it's a real tender thing, but it's a gut buster. It is. So pay attention. And where is it? Let's see. Oh, it's not there. We got to go. Turn the dial. Here we go. Amy Rigby, folks. Check her out this weekend. Birdshill Park. You can sit right behind me.
You say you'd like to kill the man who broke my heart. You don't think he should be allowed to live. You say you want to shoot the dude who screwed me up. Me, I'm trying so hard to forgive. But here's his address, here's his picture, here's the make and model of his car. He works until 4:30, then he hangs out at the topless bar with a girl on each arm. If he should come to harm, just keep it to yourself. Remember how he cheated and he lied to me. He told me that it makes you lose your head. I see they're pouring concrete on Route 33. I don't believe you do those things you said. But here's his address, here's his picture, here's his pager number and his cell. He works out at the health club and he really likes to watch himself flexing in the mirror. If he should disappear, just keep it to yourself. I like the way that you take care of me. I like the way you say that you'll take care of things. Here's his picture, here's the make and model of his car. He works until 4:30, then he hangs out at the topless bar with a girl on each arm. If he should buy the farm, just keep it to yourself. To yourself. Just keep it to yourself.
Amy Rigby from the album 18 Again and Keep It to Yourself. I suck so bad. I do. I meant to say this at the beginning of this show 2 hours ago and I forgot and I kept forgetting. A loyal listener to the Twang Trust actually has a couple of four-day weekend passes to the Folk Festival for sale. And it's a bargain if you haven't bought it yet. If you're waiting to see what the weather was like and you figure, oh, well, I'm going to do it. And you're going to go pay $155 for the four-day pass out at the gate tomorrow. Our old pal Kurt is selling a couple of four-day passes for the early bird price of $105 a piece. So if you're interested, give me a call here at the station and I'll hook you up with them. It's give us a call at 774-6877. If you want to buy a 4-day pass to the Folk Festival, there's two of them available for $105 and you're going to pay $155 at the gate. So if you want to save $50 for Pete's sake, and who wouldn't, give us a call. 774-6877. I'll be hanging around for a little while. And I'll hook you up with Kurt and a couple of tickets and stuff like that there. In the meantime, once again, Miss Amy Rigby.
I've got 20 questions for you. I'm gonna ask and you're gonna coming in at 3 a.m. looking several shades of green, smelling like a perfume insert from a woman's magazine. He just opened up one bloodshot. I said, show some mercy, baby, I'm not well. I said, tough, I've got 17 questions for you. I'm gonna ask, you're gonna tell. I got ways to make you talk. I got ways to make your sweet canary sing. I got ways to make you spill the beans. You think this is mean, honey, you ain't seen a thing. Well, did you forget our number? Why did you not even call? Were you wasting cash on some piece of trash that you picked up? As he crawled off down the hallway, he said, honest honey, that don't ring a bell. Now I've got 14 more questions for you. I'm gonna ask and you're gonna tell. Were you working late, out on a date, running around at the car breakdown, out on a spree, cheating on me, shooting pool, thinking I was some kind of a fool? Huh. Now I've got 7 more questions for you, so start talking. Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you still love me? Did you ever love me? Find me attractive? What time do you have to get up in the morning? Oh, and by the way, when are you gonna get a real job?
The mason jar. Let's analyze roofing tar and a bridge too far. Chicago blues, the right to choose, a swinging door, the croque monsieur, the working poor, the war. I don't wanna talk about love no more. I don't wanna talk about love. We'll be right back.
walked into the party looking just like he had in the past. He came up to me and he didn't even have to ask. I tried to say something, he said, girl, shut your mouth. You're praying Papa was a Rolling Stone. Last night I was dancing with Jerry Ramone. Leather jacket and his little dark shades. He started dancing around. I tried to copy every move he made. When I reached for his hand, he kind of brushed me off. And they played Hanging On.